This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal prosecutors say a Coast Guard lieutenant who's under arrest compiled a hit list of lawmakers. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
A U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant arrested on gun and drug charges last week is suspected of being a domestic terrorist. Prosecutors allege in court papers that Christopher Paul Hassan drafted an email discussing biological attacks and had an apparent hit list that named, among others, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris. According to court papers, federal agents found 15 firearms and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition in Hassan's basement apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland. They also found more than 30 bottles labeled as human growth hormone. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The attorney for an Alabama woman who joined the Islamic State group in Syria says he has proof she's a U.S. citizen. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has denied entry into this country for 24-year-old Hoda Bethana, saying she isn't a citizen and doesn't have a valid passport. She and her 18-month-old son are now in a refugee camp. Her attorney, Hassan Shibley, has released a copy of her birth certificate, along with a letter from a U.S. official showing that when she was born in New Jersey, her father was no longer a Yemeni diplomat. Shibley says she will also have to face justice when she returns.
We have a legal system to handle those kinds of situations and hold people accountable, and that's all she's asking for. She's willing to be held accountable.
I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S.-backed forces are one step closer to liberating the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group, but a final assault could still be days away. The coalition statement came hours after the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces broke a stalemate with IS fighters still holed up in the village of Baghouz, securing the release of hundreds of civilians, including women and children. This is VOA News.